Two baby girls were born yesterday, one in Israel, one in the West Bank, under parallel circumstances. The Palestinian mother of one of the girls was wounded, her husband killed, her father-in-law critically hurt at a checkpoint in Nablus when Israeli troops opened fire. Miles away, a pregnant Israeli settler gave birth to her daughter after being wounded in the stomach and watching her father killed in a Palestinian attack near Bethlehem. Akiva Eldar is a political columnist for Haaretz based in Jerusalem. He says in the Middle East, both Jews and Palestinians are full of agony and animosity. Neither side, he says, feels sympathy toward the victims of yesterday's tragedy, even though to the outside world, this story has an almost biblical symmetry.
If you would have been writing a script, you know, for a Hollywood movie, I would say that you're going too far. Every year at their birthday, their mothers will remember either the father or the husband that they lost when they brought new life and they gained their babies. Reality in Israel is becoming worse nightmare than every bad dream that you can think of.
Have either of these young mothers been asked how they feel about the other mother's situation?
Yeah, actually, a few minutes ago, I was watching the evening news here. The Jewish mother was asked whether she can feel any kind of empathy or sympathy, or she could understand the other side, what's happening to the Palestinian mother. And she has closed herself, and she said, well, it is very different. There is no symmetry here. The people who shot me were aiming to kill me. While the Palestinian woman was shot accidentally. So, I mean, the Israeli woman is a settler. She believes that this is her land and there is no place for the two people there. And they're using all kind of defense mechanisms to close themselves from what's happening on the other side of the aisle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What did the Palestinian woman say?
Well, she wasn't interviewed.
Oh, I see.
She lives in her truth. She was stopped on her way to the hospital. Israelis shot at the ambulance and killed her husband. And what can you expect? That she will show some empathy to the Israeli settler?
There is, though, I think, a story of innocent victims here. And I'm thinking of the children born to both of these women. I mean, they are inheritors of this conflict at the moment of their birth, and you almost wonder as if there isn't a kind of greater message being sent.
Well, one should hope that this would be maybe a wake-up call for both Israeli and Palestinian women that will call, you know, their leaders, the two men, Arafat and Ariel Sharon, to put an end to all this agony and offer their new babies better life and better future. I would hope to see more Palestinian and Israeli women demonstrating together, calling for the two leaders to get their acts together, because we know what the solution is going to be. And the only question is how many babies will be born into this crazy war that makes no sense.
Well, Akiva Eldar, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Jackie.
Akiva Eldar is the chief political columnist and editor for Haaretz. He joined us by phone from Jerusalem.